All right, so how did you guys come together? You all have your own little, you know, your own side projects or big projects, and it kind of seems like it'd be difficult to get you guys all in the same place at the same time.
Yes and no. I mean, I guess the opposite of that is that the singer and I are roommates and really good friends, so that was easy. But yeah, we've all had career bands. We've been doing this for a while, and it was kind of one of those just loose conversations. You know, started over a beer, just like, oh, someday let's do a project. You know, and that started maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and then it wasn't until Ben and I, and then it wasn't until Chris showed interest in playing rock again. You know, he was in Far for a long time and hadn't been doing anything, so yeah, it just felt right. And we all kind of knew the basic direction we wanted it to go. So it went from there, you know, just kind of no strings attached, got in a room, 12-pack, and just started writing music. It's good.
What do you think makes this EP special?
Well, I guess special is kind of a big word, but I mean, we just really enjoy it. I think, I mean, no matter what, we've always been in love with the previous projects we've had, but there was something much looser about this. There was something much, much more spontaneous feeling about it. So for that, that's what I personally like about it. You know, it was kind of like we weren't thinking as hard about what to write. We were a band for a really long time. I can speak for myself and Dredge. You know, you purposely want to diversify over the years, and you don't want to repeat yourself on every record. So I was constantly trying to figure out, what can I do differently? And with this, it was kind of almost like the opposite of getting in there and just not thinking. So that, for me, makes it special, just in the sense that it should feel really unpretentious, you know, just kind of go.
So I'm happy that you said that, you know, natural, not thinking. So what music do you think is in your heart when, you know, you're not thinking? Like, what kind of music do you tend to gravitate towards more?
Well, I grew up with, you know, metal and punk and heavier stuff. So that, I think that'll always be an age thing. Something that you kind of, I mean, I'm a rhythm at heart. I'm a rhythm guitar player. So for me, it was like just riffs, you know. but, you know, I like all sorts. I mean, if you ask me a musician, I'm sure they always tell you they listen to all sorts of music, which is true for me as well. But I think with this, it was going back to what is kind of, like I said before, innate to me, and I don't have to think.
Okay, I'm happy that you were talking about 90s music and, you know that you're a rhythm guitarist at heart. Gold, I mean, I really enjoyed that song a lot. It kind of has like a Pearl Jam kind of Screaming Trees kind of feel to it. How is that song written? How did you guys come up with it? Is there a story behind it or anything like that?
I don't think there's anything that romantic about the writing process of that one. I think that was, I had the riffs there, and you know, Ben showed interest in it. A couple of the songs were sitting around for maybe a year just on my laptop, you know, just a crappy, you know, Logic demo or something. but it wasn't until we got in the room and brought to life with actual human beings that it came about. But it's pretty spread out writing wise. But that one in particular, just a riff on my laptop. Nothing special.
So is that the way a lot of like the songs with you guys start out? Just like somebody brings something to the table and then you just build?
Well, I think the first batch, and this EP is the first four that we felt were the strongest. We now have probably almost a full album of material now. So the newer stuff, it'll probably share once we do finally get a full length out. The newer stuff will be a little more complex, a little more involved technically, because we're writing now more in a room. And I feel like when you can write in a room together with, you know, three human beings, you throw in a little more technicality and tricks, and everyone has their hand in the writing pot. But I think the first batch was kind of like stuff we already had maybe laying around, each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're a little more straightforward. I mean, the style is still the same, but I think the first four are just solid rock songs that we wanted. You know, people keep asking, what do you guys like? What do you like? So just get out there and people can decide for themselves. But yeah, the full length will probably be a little more. I think it gets even heavier and a little more complex.
What are your goals for this project? What do you guys really want to get done?
Good question. We, I mean, first and foremost, like I mentioned earlier, we just really have a good time playing together. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but it's true. And as guys that have been doing this for a long time, it's, you know, it's my first actual band after Dredge. I know Ben's been in a couple more projects, but same with Chris. He's worked with Crosses recently, and Far was his, you know, his lifetime band. So I think it just feels really refreshing that we can get in a room and do this, and we're confident with it. So it just feels rewarding, you know, with all the other things going on in our lives. But it's an amazing outlet to be able to have, you know, three friends can get together and play music like this.
Does that make it easier, or does it make it harder sometimes? Like that you're friends with these guys, and that you guys have been through, you know, the fires and things like that as far as other bands go. So how do you maintain all those relationships?
I guess that'd probably be circumstantial, but in our case, I think it makes it a lot easier. I mean, we get along so well. Like I said, it's just a good time right now. I mean, of course, there's always going to be decisions that have to be made, but in this case, I feel like we just get along really well. You know, there's definitely a connection there. I mean, I played shows with Chris back in the late 90s, so we have a history, and Ben and I are obviously great friends from living in San Francisco together. So now I'd say in this case, it makes it easier.
A band really like sets itself apart with its live performances. So, I mean, how do you think this band's live performances will be different than the studio work?
Oh, it's actually pretty similar. We've had a couple shows already, and we're playing again on March 1st on the Hill fucking with a Noise Pop Festival. I think that it comes off from what I've seen, well, of course, from being on stage, but just from watching videos back, and I think it comes off pretty well. I mean, it seems like it's the same thing. And the cool thing about the EP, too, is it's not overproduced. We wanted to make sure it sounded like just, you know, guitar-based drums, but huge. There's not a lot of trickery going on there, you know. So that think would be a pretty great live band, especially from our experience over the years, you know.
For people that haven't heard you guys, why do you think they should?
I think it's, such a tough question. Well, I just put it this way, if you like heavy rock and things that drive, you'll like it. But also mixed with amazing melody from Ben Flanagan, and it still has a cerebral edge too. You know, it's not just, you know, beer drinking Trans Am music, but Ben's lyrics will always have a cerebral side to them. Like, different people can appreciate that as well. But I don't know, to be honest, it's like if I'm enjoying it and I think it sounds good, and I feel like there's got to be some people out there that will enjoy it as well.
Who do you think you guys would be suited to tour with? Who do you think that you would enjoy touring with at this point?
Plenty of bands. I mean, we're already thinking about hopefully getting out with some of our friends. You know, we're friends with various bands around here, but I think any guitar-driven heavy rock we could be fine with. I don't think we're the type of band that has to go out with a certain style, but if it's probably, I'd just say if it's loud. I mean, it doesn't have to be guitar-driven. I mean, shit, you can have bands that are heavy in different rights, you know? Yeah, I didn't like that.
So, you mentioned earlier that you guys are working on the new album. Do you have any release date for that? Is there anything else that like fans could expect from you guys moving forward the next couple of months?
No, I think right now just concentrate on the EP. I guess I brought up a full length just to explain the evolution of how our writing's going. But no, right now just concentrate on the EP, book some shows, and then hopefully a tour this summer. You know, I think the goal would be to try to do a lot of America during the summer if we can. You know, it depends on what gets offered to us, but we're totally open for that. But no, just get these four songs out and just let people, you know, be aware of what we're like, and here we are. I think, like I said before, people heard that we were playing together, but I kept getting emails about what do you sound like, so hopefully this gives you an idea.
What do you think the response has been like so far?
It's been really great. I mean, even just, you know, putting up a teaser, one song on YouTube, we felt like, you know, the response was great on there, and even just from peers and people that maybe haven't spoken to in a long time, getting texts and emails from them, I feel like, you know, that's something people don't have to do, so There's been a really good response. I think people are just curious about what else we have.
Considering that all of you guys have been around for a while and you've seen kind of like the evolution of the internet, so to speak, how important do you think, you know, like Facebook and Twitter are to an up and coming band now than they were, you know, that wasn't around back then. So, I mean, how important do you think that stuff is now?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I think it's immense. You know, the steps that we had to take back in the day, I mean, you're basically going to the same steps, but everything's just instant now. I mean, back in the day, you know, we had email, but it was, you know, you had to physically send a copy of a record or EP or whatever to somebody. But I think it's absolutely huge. I mean, just the fact that we can throw something on YouTube and you can get 10,000 views as in the first song we've ever released, you know, that's great. It's excellent. And I think we're over the hump now of musicians looking at it as a detriment. You know, I mean, I think when it first started, people kind of panicked, but writing's an immense tool and you just have to embrace it, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, last question. How do you want this EP to be remembered?
I guess I think of it like when I listened to bands growing up and it was the first EP, it was something that gave me, I hope it gives people interest, but I hope they also understand that, you know, the more our writing evolves and the longer we go, this is kind of just the first taste of a lot more to come. You know, I remember listening to first EPs of certain bands and it was always great. And then hopefully the next album was like the oh shit moment, you know?
Absolutely.